Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Renegades are mine.
bed, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
About two beasts arriving on earth, the Antichrist and false prophet. And I know for the churches have always tried to put those shoes in men. But Revelation chapter 13 says the Antichrist has the number of a man, as a man. He's not a real man. Otherwise, he would just say his number is 666, a man's number. When they start using phrases like of and as, it's a mimicry. It could be as a dog, as a monkey, as a goat. In this case, it's talking about two beings that arrive as men, but they're not typical human men. They're cosmic Christ. They're the New Age Christ. They're also known as Ascended Masters. And they're going to arrive from space. They call it ascension. But when you ascend, you go up. These beings are coming down. They're descending to Earth. And if they don't hurry up and make their move, there's going to be nothing left of Satan's kingdom in the heavenlies. Because it's almost completely saturated with Orgo, and it's melting all of their ships. It's melting all of them, frying them all. So they're on limited time. And they don't want me here when they arrive. They want me gone. And so there's been a standoff, literally a standoff, since 2012. That was their big arrival plans. That was the supposed official end of the age of the church, the beginning of the new Aquarian age. And the New Agers had announced this all over their websites, that 2012 was the age of Aquarius, because that's the last age. And that's basically the age of cosmic rule, when these beings would come down from space posing as masters and gods and rule over the earth. And of course we know that as the time of Satan's rule on earth, who the Bible refers to as the Antichrist. You know, for about 15 years now, the Father has stood me up to warn, explain, and expose the events that are happening today and about to come about. I tell you, you can listen to one of my shows from 2005, and it sounds like there's a time warp, like that you could be listening to a show I did last week. Because I've spent most of my time talking about this age that is to come and the events that will happen and when they arrive. The alien new age. That's what I've always called it, the new age alien agenda. Because when everybody was hyping about the New World Order agenda, the fathers took me to the side and said, I want to show you something else that's coming. On the backs of the New World Order agenda was this New Age alien agenda. And we started digging through this back in 2003, 2004. You know, one of the first things I was learning was that all of our politicians, our whole country, was in bed with the alien faction. They were all working with the aliens. They might be touting the New World Order, one world government, because the brotherhood, all the Satanists around the world together working Satan's agenda, knew that this was the route he wanted them to do. And I always said back at the time, yeah, they all want a New World Order and a one world government, but they all have different ideas on who's going to get to run it. And I said, the fight's going to be on then. Everybody wants control of it. America wanted to be control of the one world government. Chinese want control. Britons want control. Russians want control. Everybody wanted to be the one in control. And so the fight's been on. There's been different factions broken up between them over the years. But on the side, in the background, they were all serving these cosmic beings, their alien slave masters, and furthering that agenda all along. And so it's always been the shadow world, the real shadow government. I talk about how the shadow government in Iron Mountain is a backup government to take over if America was ever destroyed in nuclear fire. The shadow government would stand up and take over. But the real one is totally alien, folks. It's totally. It's all of our politicians sold out to allow the aliens to rule through them and over our country and our world. You know, people scream about prosperity that's coming, revivals, wealth distribution. It's all lies. It's enough to bribe people and allow them to sit back and do nothing. Look, we're going to bring wealth and prosperity and peace. What's the Bible say when they say peace and safety, destruction shall fall, destruction shall come? Because as soon as these beings do land on earth, arrive on earth, the earth is going to moan and groan at their presence. The Father's judgment falls on earth. And their little heart machines and the things they can cause are nothing compared to what the Father can cause. He owns this place. He can destroy it with the flip of his little finger if he wants to. And he's going to. So they don't want me here. They don't want me here blaspheming their leaders when they arrive. And so the fight's always going to be on. I have to deal with sleeper assassins all the time, becoming part of the status quo. People who tell me God something to come to Carrollton. God doesn't send you to come here. I don't care who you are. If you come here, you're going to be escorted and booted out by the sheriff's department. I don't go to anybody's house unannounced, uninvited. I don't wake up in the morning and hear a voice and say, go to Wyoming and visit so-and-so. I just get so tired of it. Tired of dealing with it. People don't realize that they're used and controlled by chip implants and elf technology. They think they're hearing from God. And some of them might be, but they also mix in other voices that aren't the Father's. So the charade continues. If you pull up a map and look at your state, folks, rivers are endless, especially in this country. There are rivers that seemingly appear out of nowhere on the maps and then just end anywhere. Target the rivers in your states. Find where all your water sources are and target those water sources, especially if they're by any kind of Air Force base. The Air Force bases that are running all of the, not all of them, because the aliens run them too, that are running most of the chemtrail planes, chemtrail operations. And if they fill their tanks with Orgone water, they would pretty much change the use of trying to destroy the country to at least Orgone watering the farmlands of America. Don't spray Orgone water everywhere. There was a huge fire in Columbus last week at a recycling center just south of Columbus. I laughed. I'm pretty sure the reason that place blew up was because there was storage tanks underneath it, and they blew up because they got Orgone water in them. That's that Rickenbacker Air Force Base over there in Columbus. And they, one of the uses for that Air Force Base is it's where they run chemtrail operations out of. And that recycling center that blew up happened to be located right between Battelle, which is a Black Ops CIA base, and Rickenbacker. And all those places underneath are connected by underground tunnel systems. Battelle has a facility, I think it's in West Jefferson, Ohio, and it has one right on the campus of Ohio State. Isn't that nice? Because Battelle is a huge Black Ops base area that comes up with all the cocktail toxins for chemtrails. They come up with all the poisons and the variations and the combinations. And they put them in these chemtrail mixes and spray them over the populations. Now, why would they need a facility on Ohio State University? Because they use humans as guinea pigs. They inject humans with these toxins and substances that they're going to put in the chemtrails. They want to see how it's going to affect humans. And so they use kids and they use people as guinea pigs. I told you that Rickenbacker Air Force Base over there was nothing but one big armpit. It's just one big cesspool of garbage. They use it for human trafficking. It's an underground human prison. Ohio is just one huge underground base, feels like. I've been chipping away at these underground bases here for years, and it's never ending because they're connected from here all the way to Virginia, going through several states. They would probably have this entire country connected as one huge base. I know for sure Ohio and Pennsylvania, West Virginia and Virginia, that huge shelf. Yes, now there might be some areas closed off to humans. Typically when they build a deep underground military base, they only build so many levels, and then underneath those levels are blocked off. They usually think it's only a 10-level base when it goes 3 or 4 levels underneath that most humans don't know exist, because that's the levels that the aliens inhabit. Those huge underground subway networks, or those subways fly at lightning speed. People don't understand. They think angels, well, they need transportation. These are fallen angels. You can't grasp the concept that supernatural beings are a lot like us, even though, you know, their abilities and everything else is apples and oranges. They still travel by vehicles. They still travel in different ways than we do. But they travel, is the point. And they use vehicles to travel with and in. Back in Daniel's day, there was a fight in the heavens. Gabriel was going to give Daniel a message, and he had to fight and was captured by the aliens, by the fallen angels. And he had to wait on Michael to come free him. And so his message to Daniel was delayed a couple weeks. Do you grasp the concept that Gabriel, the Son of God, Messenger of God, being captured by aliens, and Michael having to go fight the aliens and free him? Does that give you some insight about what goes on in the background? They fight against the angels. They can capture them. And then the angels have to be fought and freed. Interesting, huh? Some of you just can't grasp the concept because you think, well, the Father just sits on a throne and everything goes his way because he's Father. He could have just spoke a word and freed Gabriel. But he allows things to happen. Things are always played out. I hate that phrase. I've learned to hate it over the years. Let it play out. Let it play out. Something's in motion, you let it play out. You see where it goes. See what happens. And then the records are made. The records are kept. You go down, you start a certain timeline. And timelines are always interrupted. You could be on a certain timeline where A, B, C, and D are going to happen. And then you get to B and C, and the whole timeline changes. Been dealing with that for years. And the reason timelines change is because of man's free will. Satan can't enforce anything on mankind. Humans have to allow him. It's their free will to reject or accept him. Just as it's their free will to reject or accept the Father. And so that's why he works in the background with his people. His seed line on earth. All of his secret societies working together to bring his rule on earth. The New Agers band together to get everybody to yell mantras of inviting aliens on earth in first contact. Because they need and want mankind's acceptance on earth. And we've been fighting them. Our own wars. Quietly been working in the background, dismantling and destroying their entire network and charade. 88 constellations in the sky, really? Describe constellation. 88 alien starship formations in our skies. Scientists and the astronomers will never tell you the truth. Hey, the stars are balls of sun. They're just so far away that they look like stars, like our sun. Well, our sun doesn't look like a star, even though it's called a star. And it's 93 million miles away. It's a big yellow ball of fire. Because that's what a sun is. Alien starships are huge planets in the sky. And all of the different constellations house different factions, different groups of different types of aliens. These aliens are fallen angels. Enoch talks about them in the first book. He describes the fall of the Watchers, the rebellion of the Watchers. They were assigned to watch over Earth. And they fell and decided that they wanted to come and procreate with human women. So they took who they wanted and created with them. Procreated with them. So you get thousands, maybe millions, of angels coming out of the skies. And you know, I bet it wasn't a real pretty scene, folks. Just going after women, grabbing women and raping them, impregnating women everywhere. And then these women giving birth to giants. And this is also called the Nephilim. They gave birth to giants because they're all these offspring were half angel, half human. That's what we call hybrids. Enoch talks about some of these offspring, some being as high as 30 feet tall. There was one who was 30 feet tall, and his brother who was 33 feet tall. And these were the kinds of beings that were living on the land back in the day. This is what Noah was growing up in. You know, and I know the History Channel and everybody else paints a totally different picture of Noah in those days. Oh, this earth was just wicked. They'd all turn their backs on God. Okay, we deal with that now. Really? You think he's going to destroy the whole world because everybody becomes an alcoholic or a pothead? It was wicked and ripe for destruction because Noah and his family, his sons, were the only righteous left on earth. It's not talking about morally or ethically righteous. It's talking about the only ones left with pure human DNA. And so the father had Noah built a huge ship called the Ark. And he put Noah and his sons and his family in that ark in twos and sevens of animals. Got everything in there he wanted, and the point is he closed the door. He then closed the door. That branch was safe. Chosen animals and the family of Noah, and he destroyed the entire world. And this is what he's going to do again. And it's coming very shortly. The Pope is planning on meeting with President Obama at the end of September. To do what? To announce the formation of one world government and probably this one world Islam religion, this mix of Allah and Christianity and Judaism. It's going to mix everything. It's just going to be one huge abomination. Oh, they'll never get by with it. Really? How many of you have embraced Joel Osteen and the whole Pentecostal stuff? They're not going to get by with it. It's going to be huge. Are you kidding? Nobody thought the Satanists would get by with pulling off Pentecostalism in America. Look how big it's gotten. Look how many people flock to see Joel Osteen every week. He's one of the number one Satanists in Houston in the Brotherhood Covenant there. He's one of the top-ranking Satanists in Houston. All of these pastors that run the big mega churches, they're all part of the Brotherhood. Look how many people flock their churches and support them. Don't tell me the world's not going to love Satan. They're going to love him. Especially when you got that mentality, give me something for nothing. Here's $10. Triple that for me, will you? Put in a good word for me in your God. And here's a $100 donation. Give me a million fold of that. People always want more and more and more and more and more. And that's what they promise. Did I get it? No, but they still keep donating. But this is going to sell big. This is going to be huge for the false prophet that comes and starts setting up their little one world religion on earth. Satan worship, worshiping Satan. I always said Islam would take over America, and look at it now in 2015. Are you still laughing at me now? Allah's huge, chunk Satan. Allah is Satan. It's not only the Muslims and the foolish European races adopting Satanism, which is Islam. Allah's another moniker, a term for Satan. He's got his own starship, too. People are going to embrace it. And the ones that don't, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. People hate the big mouth now. They're going to hate them then, too. And I'm not talking years down the road. I'm talking relatively close time period here. This year, next year. Things are unfolding. They get ready to unwind. And all you do is sit here and wait for the unwinding to finish, and the whole show just begins. Maitreya will arrive in the east. Siddhartha wants to arrive in Babylon, America, which is why the war here has been so heavy. Allah's over here, Siddhartha. They're over here. Maitreya's Iranian, this whole Yemen and Iran thing, and that's just factional fighting amongst the Arabs because they're so broken up and divided that they're going to have to bring them together under one Imam rule to unite them. And it's going to lead the wars until he gets his little 10-nation confederacy put together. Nation confederacy, Islamic nations. It is not the European Union, folks. Now, how many times you hear that on TV about the 10 horns and 10 crowns and how it's a 10-nation European confederacy because the Masons want you to believe that, and the Hal Lindsey's and the Jack Banyan's, and distract everybody from what the real truth is. They'll tell you America's not in prophecy and how the EU is the big boogeyman and blah, blah, blah. Stop wasting your money on their garbage. They're not even negligent liars anymore. They're just outright bad liars. You can't get on the TBN network unless you're an avowed Mason. And at the very first degree of Masonry, you take an oath of silence. And it goes something like a nightmarish boys club, where you vow to remain silent on anything you learn or you're being taught in the lodge. And if you reveal anything, that they can cut your tongue out and poke out your eyes and blah, blah, blah. That's really nasty. Pretty graphic. And that's at the first level, folks. So after that, they're allowed to lie to you if you ask them anything about the lodge. They have to tell you it's a good works organization, that it's a biblical organization because there's a Bible in the lodge. They don't tell you that it's there because they spit on it. But there's a Bible in the lodge. Their god of light is Lucifer. And so at the very first levels of masonry, when they climb up the levels, these men are allowed to interpret this god of light any way they want to. If they're Christian, they'll interpret the god of light as the god of the Bible. If they're Muslim, they'll interpret it as Allah. But then when they get to the higher levels, they're outright told, look, all these time you've been able to interpret this god of light as your own personal being, but it's really Lucifer. And they have to go through how many years and levels before they revealed that? Bible says not take any oaths. So how can you be a Christian pastor and be a part of Masonry when the very first thing you do is make a proclamation, an acclamation that you were in the darkness and now you're being brought to the light of me, the light that's in Masonry. You were in darkness. So if you're a Christian pastor, you're claiming that you were in darkness and now you're coming into the light. The light is Lucifer. If you're a born-again child of God, you were not in darkness. It's total blasphemy. You're claiming, oh, I'm a Christian, but, oh, I was in darkness. Now I'm going to join Lucifer and come into the light. But they mask what their real intentions of what they're saying. So that when all these Southern Baptist preachers join Masonry, they don't actually realize what they're doing. They deceive them right into it. That's why it's called deception. Deception is good. That's why people are deceived. So you got them breaking the one command not to take oaths. They're making oaths. They're abandoning their Christian light for Lucifer's light and proclaiming that God's light's darkness. Now they're going to embrace Lucifer's light. Of course, they use different terminology to hide that. And then you get to be on the TVN network if you're a pastor, because you can't get on TVN unless you're one of them. So now you can have Copeland's blessing, Kenneth Copeland, because he pretty much runs all the Satanists over there. And you can get your own show. Or you can be part of the World Council of Churches or one of their organizations run by the Satanists that suck all the churches up into them. And that's how they do it, folks. And then they go out and they build huge churches and they get the backing of the Satanists to do so. The Satanists love churches. They love religion. They go into churches and sing and praise Jesus all day long. You know why? Because Jesus is not his real name. Jesus is another name for Sanada, another name for Satan. Why do you think they changed his name in the KJV? They changed it from Yahushua ben David to Jesus. So even Satanists, they praise Jesus. They're actually praising Satan. It doesn't bother them. I mean, when you get with these amateur fools who want to evangelize the word on the internet and stuff. I've been in numerous chat rooms back in the day. Oh, Satanists can't proclaim the name of Jesus. And I had to learn a lot. I used to believe that too. And it's a big lie. It's a big game they play. They can proclaim the name of Jesus. They can claim they're saved. Why? Because Jesus isn't his real name. Being born again They have no problem saying they're born again. Because they're not born again of the Father's spirit. They're born of Satan's spirit. Bohemian Grove has a whole ritual of their members becoming born again with Satan's spirit, not the Father's. They use similar terms to mimicry Christianity. So when these politicians are out in the public giving speeches, they use Christianity or religion's terminology, and people think they're talking about their religion. They're talking about satanic terms, Satanism. That's how they do it. That's how they get away with it, folks. Religion's nothing but a big game to them. So you don't think this one world Satan worship religion's gonna fly? Think again. And what's gonna happen is it's gonna become so popular and so big, it's gonna be the new wave, that everyone who doesn't embrace it's gonna be the enemy. It's gonna be the enemy. You're gonna be hated. You're gonna be hated. And so when they send out all these new religious laws, like you have to go worship Jesus on Sunday. Those who refuse can be maybe fined or jailed or imprisoned for refusing to go to church on Sunday. See, I started this setup a long time ago because Sunday's not the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is Saturday. And there's been articles about the Sunday law enforcement. People are like, well, that's good. People should go to church. Satan's already got a back seat in all their minds. First of all, they think Sunday is a good day, and they think it's the day to go to church. He already owns half of America. It's the rebels that are the true followers of Christ, the true follow his bride. It's the rebels. What do you think John the Baptist was? He was a rebel. He was in the deserts. What, you think he liked living in the desert, living off honey? He was a rebel against the establishment of that day. Truth seekers today, the big mouths, they're rebels against the establishment of today. That's why they want to get rid of them. That's why they're coming up with this Jade Helm 15. They want to shut up the rebels. They want everybody to join their Sunday feast, their Sunday churches, Pentecostal club. That's what it's all going to turn into, because Pentecostals now, which probably is the largest churches out in the country, they already talking compromise. Compromising with Muhammad. Embracing Islam. The Pope's leading the punch on that. You don't see any huge Catholic churches in America. You see a Catholic church on every corner. But you don't see a huge congregation of Catholics in America like you will Joel Osteen Church or Kenneth Copeland Church or one of the TVN Beast Network churches. They'll be the ones to stand up and embrace this last days one world religion of Satanism and enforce it on everybody else. They'll use them to enforce it on everybody else. Because they've already got a hold of a huge chunk of America. And right to the core now, they're not gonna get any better, folks. People can't see them as rotten now. They'll be behind the persecution of the rebels. People that don't want to join their church, they'll be behind the persecution of them. That's what the Bible describes in Matthew 24. It talks about families being at war with each other. You're being turned in because you're not going to church. your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife. They're going to turn your butt in because you refuse to go to one of those beast churches. And they're going to think they're doing God a favor. You need to have your butt in church, boy. If you don't go to church, I'm going to turn you in. Boy, you got so much embroiled in one thing. You've got a police state. You've got communism. You've got millions of people thinking they're doing something right. Just trying to get his butt in church, straighten him up. When they're just leading them into Satan worship. And what happens to those who refuse to worship the beast? They're beheaded. Revelation 13. They'll be beheaded for refusing to worship the beast. They're not going to call them the beast people. They may stick with the name Jesus or Emmanuel, or it's maybe some kind of combination, Allah Jesus, Allah Emmanuel. They'll come up with some kind of combination. Oh, and they've got their vaccinations to promote because, you know, you in Satan's kingdom, all of his beings are chip implanted. Everything's controlled by technology. And so that's how they want the world, controlled by technology, and everybody hooked up to the machine, which reads the chip implant you have. It's like these chip implants. They have all your information. They know where you're at. It's like a walking, talking GPS of who that person is. Tells the machine where you're at, what you're doing. And they want every human on the planet hooked up to the machine. Beast computer. And so they need chip implants to do this. So they'll be enforcing vaccinations because that's how they sneak these chips into people. And so the huge war for enforced vaccinations will be on. California just passed a bill that they're fighting that's going to enforce vaccinations on everyone. They've been trying to do it in schools for a while now, enforce that your child has to have vaccinations to get into school. I remember back in fifth grade, they were demanding girls get that HPV vaccination that killed a bunch of girls with that. I mean, that's the whole design. They're not there to help you folks. They kill you with their diseases and their drugs, and they fill you up with their chip implants. Enforced vaccinations goes hand in hand with Satan's rule on earth. And it will become the mandate that fulfills Revelation 13:18 by the name, number, image of the beast in or on your right hand or forehead. Be some kind of chip implant or tattoo with a chip implant in it. So we steadily march along, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm wore out. I'm going to be taking time away from the internet. I'm just wore out. I'm working in the background on some things. Got some huge projects accomplished recently. Was able to get a bunch of orgone pipes into the Pacific out west California coast that will take down, destroy a bunch of deep underground alien bases that are out there. Remember I told you the one off Malibu Coast was connected all the way to Area 51 in Nevada. That's how deep underground they go, and vast is how vast they go. And I've always been aware of that alien base around Catalina Island out there. And so we've been hammering and targeting that whole coastline, California. All it takes, folks, is one person to stand up. But I'll tell you, all I got's kids out there. Kids. Taking out these ancient, thousands of year old underground water alien bases. People who love the Lord was able to help them. Huge walls going up across southern Ohio, Kentucky, parts of West Virginia. We've got huge walls going up that have completely destroying their jet stream. They've been trying to bring in tornadoes through this area for a couple weeks now, and they're not getting anywhere. They're bouncing off. They're going over to D.C. I thought that was hilarious. I was thinking, man, I hope that's the new jet stream. Come up straight from the Gulf, and head over to D.C. Bounce off Ohio and Kentucky. Just head straight over to Maryland. You don't think walls can affect jet streams? Put up a wall and then watch the radar. Get busy, folks. Still need your contributions and support so we can continue on with projects. A lot of warriors want to get projects done, and they just need help. Like I said, target the water sources in your states, folks. Get the rivers, the lakes, the reservoirs. We could shut down the chemtrail program just if we could get all the water sources, because they use tons of water. Let them spray Oregon water across America. Anyway, until next week, everybody. God bless.